Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Today is Election Day across Georgia. Voters heading to the polls for the May 19th general primary. In Dade County, voters deciding several important races at both the local and state level. Locally, voters choosing candidates for two county commission seats and two Board of Education seats. Voters will also cast ballots in races in the Georgia State House and Georgia State Senate. Statewide contests on the ballot include races for governor, lieutenant governor, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other congressional officers. Dade County voters also deciding whether to continue the 1 cent special purpose local option sales tax, which helps fund local projects and infrastructure improvements. Nonpartisan judicial races also appear on the ballot, including seats on the Georgia Supreme Court, the Court of Appeals, and Superior Court. Polls are open until 7 o'clock tonight. Voters are reminded to bring a valid photo ID before heading to the polls. Election officials encouraging residents to verify your polling location and allow extra travel time throughout the day. Alabama voters head to the polls today for primary elections across a lot of the state, too. Several congressional races have been postponed until August following a U.S. Supreme Court decision involving congressional district maps. Only Alabama's 3rd, 4th, and 5th congressional districts will hold primaries as scheduled, while elections in the 1st, 2nd, 6th, and 7th districts have been delayed until August 11th. Meanwhile, statewide races will move forward today, including the Republican primary for governor, where U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville is seeking to replace term-limited Governor Kay Ivey. Former U.S. Senator Doug Jones is among the Democrats running for governor. Local voters in Jackson and DeKalb counties also casting ballots in county and local races, along with statewide constitutional offices, legislative races, and public service commission contests. Polls across Alabama close this evening at 7 Central. Drivers in both Georgia and Tennessee are being reminded about the Yellow Dot program. It's a free safety initiative designed to help first responders quickly access critical medical information during emergencies. The program is especially aimed at senior citizens, but officials say it can benefit anyone with medical conditions, allergies, or medications emergency crews should know about after a crash or medical emergency. Participants receive a yellow folder containing a medical information form. Drivers fill out details like emergency contacts, medical conditions, medications, insurance information, physician contacts, and more, then place that folder inside their vehicle's glove compartment. A yellow sticker is placed on the rear driver's side window to alert first responders that important medical information is available inside the vehicle. The Yellow Dot program is offered free of charge, designed to improve communication between drivers and first responders when every second counts. The Braves will try to make up some ground with the Florida Marlins coming up after the 12-0 loss last night. Game 2 of the 4-game midweek series set for this afternoon. Airtime at 2:55 today here on Classic Hits KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date at DiscoverDade.com and throughout the day right here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 106.1, and 104.3 FM and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.